2323 or 337-1300. All the Provena Medical Group family doctors are concerned with treating people, not just illness.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says our first day of fall will be a sunny one. High of 84. He'll be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes. After AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The General Assembly's return to the Capitol Monday gave an opportunity for those upset with budget cuts to voice their concerns. Sean Crawford reports.
Social service advocates flooded the Capitol rotunda to let lawmakers know their voices count. Amy Walker of Decatur says the developmentally disabled rely on state programs that are being hit hard by the cuts.
To me, it seems like the governor doesn't care about us if we have disabilities. And we want to tell him that if he doesn't care, then who will?
Lawmakers are under pressure to help social services prevent layoffs in other areas and head off the closure of about a dozen state parks. The House and Senate are negotiating a way to restore money to the budget. Despite disagreement on what should be included and the price tag, most expect a vote could occur today. The money would come from sweeping funds from dedicated accounts. I'm Sean Crawford.
A spokesman for Governor Rod Blagojevich says the governor's ethics reform is far more significant than a measure approved by the legislature. Spokesman Lucio Guerrero says the governor is the one pushing for real reform for state government. The Senate gave final approval yesterday to new restrictions on campaign donations by government contractors. The 55-0 vote dismissed a veto by Blagojevich and prohibits people with state contracts of $50,000 or more from contributing to the politicians who administer them or to those officeholders' opponents in an election year. The vote is being seen as a defeat for the governor. It might not have occurred had presidential candidate Barack Obama not urged his mentor, Senate President Emil Jones, to call his chamber to action. A Senate committee wants to require insurance companies to cover expanded treatment for autism. It's the Senate's third attempt this year to approve the measure, which would require insurers to cover up to $36,000 a year in unlimited doctor visits until age 21 for people with autism spectrum disorders. Past efforts have failed or were bottled up by rulemaking requirements in the House. The governor called lawmakers into special session to deal with the matter. The House adjourned without taking action. The bill now moves to the Senate floor for action. A University of Illinois economist says only time will tell how a $700 billion mortgage bailout plan will impact the nation's financial picture. But Fred Gertz says the Federal Reserve's action would appear to have at least stabilized markets temporarily and that the normally independent Fed had little choice but to push this plan on Congress. Gertz says it's hard for anyone outside the situation to understand why certain financial firms are getting help, but adds we have to have faith in people like Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson.
Why do they bail out AIG and not bail out Lehman Brothers? Well, I have no idea except to assume that they thought that Lehman Brothers was not going to cause a broader sort of collapse while they thought AIG might. So we're trying to make judgments about situations we don't really have full information in, and there has to be sort of a degree of trust in the people making the decisions.
Gertz says one problem that could come from the bailout is the moral hazard of people being less careful with their investments and assuming that the government will bail them out of any bad debt in the future. He also predicts there will be more regulation of the financial sector in the years ahead. Gertz says there's a 50-50 chance the nation will experience a brief financial recession in the near future. LED lighting could be coming to some streets in Urbana this fall. Public Works Director Bill Gray says the city is working with two manufacturers on pilot projects that would use their LED fixtures on city streetlights. The two companies are Sternberg Lighting, based in suburban Chicago, and Wisconsin-based Beta Lighting. Gray told Urbana City Council members last night that the LED, or light-emitting diode technology, offers high-quality lighting and substantial savings.
I'm very encouraged by the photometrics, the uniformity, the light levels. The energy savings are in the 40 to 50% range. The lamp life is 100,000 hours, which is 6-8 times us going out and replacing metal halide or high-pressure sodium lights, so that means some savings there.
LED streetlight fixtures currently cost about 50% more than conventional lighting, but in this case, manufacturers will be providing the lighting free of charge. Gray says if they decide to use LED lights on a larger scale, the long-term savings should more than offset the high initial purchase price. Alderman Charlie Smythe, a longtime crusader for energy-efficient street lighting, says he hopes the LED pilot projects can be up and running in a couple of months. Goodwin Avenue on the U of I campus is one possible site. It's already slated for a street lighting makeover. And Smythe says the LED lights could also be tested out at the new Crystal Lake townhomes planned for the former Lakeview Terrace site. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Summer-like weather on the first full day of fall, huh?
Correct.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be... The thing I said to Tom Rogers yesterday at midday, anybody that took a vacation this week picked a good week. Of course, we're not on vacation.
No, we're working.
Yeah, you betcha. It's beautiful weather for outdoor activities this week and getting some yard work done or just playing a round or two of golf on the golf course, whatever.